Alleluia. Today we want to sing a chorus. And it's a chorus of surrender to the Lord. We want to say yes to Jesus. We want to give our all to Him. We want to totally surrender to Him so that He can take control of our lives and so that His will can be done in our lives. That's His will for each and every one of us. So we want to sing that song to Him today, and we want you to lift your hands as we worship the Lord with this song. And we're going to sing yes to our God.
You are
so thankful, God, that we can worship you in spirit and in truth, because you are worthy, Heavenly Father. For we truly adore you today. We love you. We magnify you. You are everything, Jesus. Hallelujah. One more time.
Lord, to your will. It's a new day and the sun is shining on both sides of the street, and this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It's a good day to be alive, and we just thank God for another day's journey. Good morning, good morning, and welcome, Blog Talk listeners all around this beautiful world, to Runner for Christ Ministries Saturday morning worship service. I am Kathy Clyburn, your presiding person for this Saturday morning worship experience, brought to you by Runners of Christ Ministries, a church of teaching, learning, and doing. We thank God for each and every one of you who tune in regularly, and we ask that you tell someone else that this Saturday worship service is happening. As always, we will start out with scripture and prayer, and at Runners of Christ Ministries, we believe it's vital, and the Word of God tells us so. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. And we have this morning to help us do so is our very own Sister Deaconess Loretta Wells. Good morning, and thank you for being with us this morning.
Good morning, Kathy. You know it's always a pleasure.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Yes. As she said, my name is Deaconess Loretta Wells. Good morning to my Runner for Christ Ministries family. Good morning to our Blog Talk listeners, because you're family as well. The scripture that I'm reading this morning is coming from Romans 12, 9 through 21. It's titled Love in Action. And it reads, love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath, for it is written, it is mine. I will repay, says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. And if he's thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, our Father, we give thanks today for this opportunity to once again offer up some much-deserved praise and thanksgiving. We ask that you fill your Holy Spirit, you fill with your Holy Spirit everyone who will take part in this worship service. Lord, we thank you for life, love, family, friendship, and fellowship. Lord, we ask that you hear and answer the prayers of faith that are lifted up to you by your people, and that you heal the sick and comfort the many bereaved. Lord, bless the preacher with the word from you for all of us to hear and obey and be blessed by. Lord, we pray that our songs, prayers, and the preach word lifts up Jesus so that all those who are lost will be found by you. Dear Father, we thank you for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and it is in his mighty and wonderful name that we ask these blessings. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Loretta. You know, we appreciate you.
Well, yes, I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a beautiful day.
And you do the same.
Thank you. All right. Now that we have acknowledged our ways unto the Lord, we will continue to be ministered with our song selection service with our very own shepherd, Pastor O. Take it away, Pastor O.
Just say yes, you lead the way. I'm not afraid of what it means for me to say that this life you gave is not my own. I'm trusting you to hear my yes and lead me on. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. My life is yours. I'll just say yes. Yes, Lord. Just say yes. Yes, Lord.
We pour our love on you like oil. We wanna tell you we love you. We sing this song to you, Jesus. We wanna tell you you're our everything. Oh, we love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus, because you first loved us, Jesus. We
for your hands up and praise him.
Amen, amen. Another beautiful song. I can just see Pastor O over there doing his DJ thing. Heard Thy Will Be Done a little earlier, one of my very favorite songs, because that's what it's all about. We're here this morning to talk to our Father and to hear from our Father God. I noticed one of the things that the psalmist had mentioned was that he'll never leave us empty. And just remember, he will never leave you or forsake you. Get that into your spirit. Never. You are never alone because God is always with you. He'll never turn his back on you. Let us pray. Good morning and greetings to the one and only true God. We worship you in spirit and in truth, for you are worthy. Oh, Lord, you are glorious and deserving of all honor and praise. For you are the one that created the heavens, the earth, us, and everything we can see, and even what we cannot see. All things were created through you and for you. You hold all things together. You would think that the knowledge of your power, presence, and majesty would drive us to our knees constantly, and yet most days we largely ignore you. Please forgive us for that and the many other offenses we commit against you daily. Lord, we are just grateful that you are God, one with qualities far beyond us humans. Why you don't dismiss us with a thought was a mystery until we learned about the provision you made for us. So in the midst of us being as filthy as we could be, you unfolded a plan to save us. Lord, I think from time to time we need to reflect on just how evil the hearts of man can be so we can appreciate what you did for us. From the beginning of mankind, when Adam and Eve sinned in the garden in disobedience to your word, you already had a plan. Oh, Lord, even now forgive us because we have a tendency to diminish our sin. There are some who would argue that eating an apple should not have been cause for your wrath and judgment. This is how the evil one is able to deceive us into sinning against you day after day. If we can somehow convince ourselves that what we are doing is no big deal, we get closer to sinning. When we go a step further and think that our behavior will elevate us like Adam and Eve were convinced, then the evil deed is all but done. No, Lord, our sins of disobedience against you are just as bad as those committed in the garden. Regardless of our station in life, we are just as bad as the others that we look down on. We are only saved by your grace. Lord, we need your help. We are in trouble, every one of us. And sadly, some of us are in trouble and don't even know it. We go through life in pattern behavior, just as disobedient as ever. We spend money that we do not have as if it's play money. After all, it seems real. We give pieces of plastic with our good names on it to the cashier, and in debt we go. And we continue to follow the trap set by the evil one until the stage of sin can no longer support us, and we go crashing through in a state of bankruptcy. You would think that would cause us to seek your help, your words, your guidance. So, but what do? Anxiously, we just endure the short waiting time so we can jump on the debt madness train all over again. Father, help us to see evil for what it is so that we stop being disobedient to you, so that we stop harming ourselves. Lord, you know I could go on endlessly analyzing our sins, whether it be based on our decisions about finances, love, marriage, managing illnesses, interactions with loved ones, or any other thing. But
But the thing I pray you will help us to do is to recognize what we are doing, preferably before we do it. Help us to know that your word is true, that we will not be tempted beyond what is possible for us to resist in the name of Jesus, that anytime we're close to sinning, you will provide a way of escape for us. Thank you, Jesus. For those times when we fall short of your holiness, help us to simply admit it, to ask you for forgiveness, knowing that you have sent your son, Jesus Christ, who died to cover us from those sins. In this way, we will be able to be in a good relationship with you, one where when we need help, we will cry out unto you and know that you're listening to us. Father, this morning we are minimizing our sins and trying to be you on the altar. We have pondered your question, Jesus, of why do we call you Lord, Lord, and not do what you say. We pledge anew to call you Lord and mean it, backing it up with the truth that you are Lord of our lives by showing our obedience to include repenting when we sin. And so we release right now all of our cares, worries, needs, and wants into the only hands that are able to handle them. Father, we pray that your will is done everywhere on earth. You said your wish is that none would perish, but that all would have everlasting life. We stand on your word that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind. We acknowledge, Lord, that if we indeed keep our mind stayed on you, just like your word said, that you will keep us in perfect peace. You are a promise keeper. Your word is true. Let us not be selfish and to especially remember your charge to us to love each other as we love ourselves, and your even greater charge for us to love each other as you have loved us. Oh, Lord, you died for us. You died for us. You wanted us to get the point that love is sacrificial. Help us, help us. We cry out unto you, but we have to listen to you too. Help us to recognize the importance of carving out time to communicate with you, not just talking, but listening also. This morning, we petition you to help us deal with our sin, from recognizing when we're being tempted to resisting it to repenting when we stumble. Thank you, Lord, for your instructions on how to deal with anything that's coming our way. We now pray for our nations and our leaders. Much of the negative state of our existence, such as hunger, war, and strife, originate from individual sins against you. We commit ourselves into your hands once again, seeking your face and asking that you would heal our nations, fully aware that as your people, called by your name, coming before you humbly, pledging to turn from our wicked ways is what will activate your promise of healing our land. That's the word, Lord. And you are sure and true. You are a promise keeper. So if we keep our part of the bargain, we know that you will. We pray for the true salvation of those in leadership of our nations. You said that the heart of the king is in your hands. So we pray that they will seek you and make godly decisions. Let them every day acknowledge and be mindful of the stewardship that many of them pledge to undertake, especially, Lord, here in the United States of America. Supposedly, based on many declarations, they say that this land, that it was founded on you. Help us to keep our end of that promise, Lord, if that is indeed true. Let the power that many of them have become so power struck and they're more concerned about themselves, as you said, men will be lovers of themselves instead of the nations, Lord. But please just bring them back to where they're supposed to be. We pray for healing spiritually, mentally, and physically for the sick that may be among us. Watch over our mothers of the church and the one that's referred to as the father of our church, that is Tyrone Hamilton. Please also show love and mercy to our brother, Minister John McFaul, who's been spending a lot of time in the hospital. Please also show healing mercies to my precious sister, Nita, who is sitting right here beside me. We pray for each of them, and we pray that they will know and feel your presence step of the way towards their healing and recovery. And we are pleading that it will take place speedily. Help us to see that it is you, Lord God, that is with us, that it is you leading us into all righteousness. Help us to remember, Father, that you always permit those to find you when they earnestly seek you and that you protect us. Help us to also remember that our days are indeed numbered, and may that knowledge urge us to be about your business. For those who have recently lost loved ones, we ask that you comfort them by way of the Holy Spirit, Lord, and by acts of kindness, especially from believers, so they can see you through our works. Please comfort the Overall family in the loss of Jason Overall Sr., a precious brother, father, and loved one to all left here, and especially to you who loved him even more than we can imagine. Lord, we say that you loved him more, and but you know we feel grief, and we are selfish. We want our loved ones to be with us forever. We know intellectually that that's not going to happen, but we still grieve. And I just thank you, Lord, for even helping me through the grief and the loss of my brother. And I pray that you would help everyone who is experiencing loss, just like you helped me. Let me be an example, Lord, that if we concentrate on you, that if we keep our minds stayed on you, you will keep us in perfect peace, and that you are there no matter what we are going through. Lord, you know that everyone handles grief different. Some may take a little bit longer to get to acceptance, but please help us to remember that and show love and kind understanding when we're acting on your behalf. Let us not try to push people around and tell them to suck it up or any number of other phrases that demonstrate that we become impatient with them when they're going through things. Help us, Lord, to have the kind of patience that you want us to have when we're dealing with one another. We're placing all of this at your feet, our world, families, relationships, everything that's on our hearts, and we're going to leave it right here at the altar. We will not move until you tell us to. We're casting all our cares on you, just like you told us to do, Daddy. Please hear now all of the individual requests being offered up from across the entire world of worshipers through this broadcast. Thank you for this venue of Blog Talk and for listening to us no matter where we are. We may be in nations thousands of miles apart and all here together on one accord. At least two or more of us are gathered here, so we know you're listening. I pray, Father, that everyone listening is already saved or will be before this service has ended. We please use this offering of praise, worship, and teaching to draw men and women to you so they accept your wonderful salvation. We also pray that those saved already will keep pressing on in unity of faith and knowledge of your Son so we mature, measuring up to the full and complete standard of Christ. Now, Father, before we end this broadcast, we want to recognize that there are some that are tuning in with us live today, but there are also going to be some that may tune in next week, and there may even be some well into the future, maybe even during the tribulation times, Lord. Please give whoever is listening, whenever they're listening, a word for them in their time. We pray that you open their physical and spiritual eyes so that they see and understand. We pray for these souls, Lord. Heavenly Father, we know that you will do this, what we ask of you, because you are a faithful God, keeping your covenant of love to 1,000 generations of those who love you and keep your commands. So we bring these petitions as we proclaim you as King, acknowledging you to be that you are, as eternal, immortal, invisible, and the only God. So we join heaven this morning declaring, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. We say to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb, be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever. And now we seal the prayer, these things that we said to you, these things that have been on our heart, these petitions that we offer up, the praise that we offered up. We now seal this prayer in the name, the great name that every knee will bow to one day and every tongue will confess as Lord. In that great name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Power in prayer. When I pray, thank you. Thank you, Sister June Rogers, in your excellence for praying and making our request known to God. Amen. Have the best day. Have the best day ever. All right. So far, we are having a great time this morning. With more to come, I want to just thank you for allowing me to be your presiding person. And as always, if you have been blessed by this Saturday worship experience, then be a blessing to others and let them know that this Saturday worship service is happening. Share the love, the joy, and the blessings. Okay? Amen. All right. Time for the preach word, a message from God, the best part, icing on the cake. The next voice you will have the pleasure of hearing is our very own man of God, associate pastor, prepare to receive Pastor Terrence Tate, as he comes in his own way with a word from the Lord. Amen.
Hello? Am I on? Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming tonight. I got a young man I wanted to introduce you to. We call him Ike Knight. Oh, yeah. I'm a music major.
All around the world, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. You know, I picked that song because it reminded me of something that we don't do enough. We wait until the storm is over to praise God, but we don't praise Him in the middle of our storms. Let's pray. Our gracious God and our Heavenly Father, first of all, we praise You and we thank You for bringing us from last Saturday to this Saturday. We ask that you have your way in this service. We ask that you bless our hearts through the words that you would have me to say to your people. We ask that, Father, I give you the praise and you the honor because, Lord, my mouth is yours, my heart is yours, my mind is yours. Father, just have your way during this sacred time, and it is in your precious and holy name I pray this prayer. Amen and amen. Good morning again, all Blog Talk Radio listeners all around the world. As I said, I picked that song because we wait until the battle is over to praise God. We don't praise God enough when we're in the middle of what we're going through. The title of my message is "Don't Wait Until the Battle Is Over. Praise the Lord Now." Don't wait until the battle is over. Praise the Lord now. And the scriptures that the Holy Spirit wants me to use are Psalm chapter 34, verse 1. And that one reads, "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continuously be in my mouth." And the second scripture that he has given me to use is Psalm chapter 150, verse 6, that says, Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. You know, David was in the middle of a mess. But he didn't wait until he was finished going through his mess to praise the Lord. He praised God in the middle of what he was going through. And the way David praised God in the middle of what he was going through was by dancing out of his clothes. And people thought David was crazy for dancing out of his clothes. But they had no idea that David was praising God in the middle of his own mess. See, we like to claim we praise God in the middle of our mess of what we're going through, but do we really? Do you thank God when your car is not working and you gotta get to work? Do you praise God when you're kids are driving you crazy and you have to go to work and your kids are asking you for things when you don't want to give them to them? Do we praise God for the fact that we are still alive even though we are in the wilderness? See, like I said last week, there is power in your praise. Don't wait till the battle is over to praise God. Don't wait till the storm ceases to praise God. Praise him in the middle of it. Praise him when you don't feel like praising him. Praise him when you don't have a heart to praise him. See, God knows what we go through. But God doesn't answer complaints. He answers prayer. And not only does he answer prayer, he moves on our behalf by our praise. See, praise is infectious. Praise is like a bad infection in a good way. If you're praising God in the middle of your mess, then when you are around other people while you're going through what you're going through, you may help somebody else get through the difficulties that they have. See, in 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 6, it says, David was in great distress, but he encouraged himself in the Lord. See, not only do you encourage yourself in the Lord by reading the Word of God, but you encourage yourself in the Lord by giving the Lord some praise when you don't want to. You encourage yourself in the Lord by praising the Lord even when your boss is driving you crazy at work. You encourage yourself in the Lord by waking up and saying, Lord, thank you that I'm able to wake up even though I'm in physical pain. See, praise is very infectious, especially when it comes to God. And if you continue to look at what you're going through in a negative sense, then your negative view of what you're going through will affect the timing of your deliverance from what you're going through. See, saints, we have to understand that we were created to praise and worship God. We weren't created to complain about our problems all the time. And And I know we do it a lot, but we were not created to complain about our problems. God already knows what we go through in our lives, because he said, in this life, you're going to have trials and tribulations, but be of good cheer, because I've overcome the world. He's telling us, when he says, be of good cheer, he's telling us, praise me no matter what is going on. Give me glory for what you're going through. Give me the honor that I deserve, even though you're going through hard times. See, it says in Psalm chapter 34, verse 1, it says, I will bless the Lord at all times. Tony Evans, in 2019, Tony Evans lost his wife of 49 years. But before that, he lost his father, he lost his sister, he lost his niece. But what was he doing? He wasn't complaining about what he was going through. He was praising God that he was still alive, even though he went through losing 8 family members in 1 year. He still had a praise for God on his lips, no matter what he went through. I'll tell you another story. It was back in 2015. My family had to deal with the loss of my mother. Then right after that, I lost a friend of mine that I went to school with. Then after that happened, I lost one of my best friends who was also my auntie. And she was only 56 years old. And then 3 months after that, my family had to bury my grandmother's sister. But you know what? I never, even though I was down, I continue to praise God in spite of what was going on, because I knew that I was in his hands. We are in the Lord's hands, y'all. He knows what we are going through. Even when we don't want to, we have to learn to praise God in the middle of our storms. We cannot continue to wait until the storm is over. Because if we wait till the storm is over to praise God, that our praise for God will not be as effective as we want it to be for God. See, our attitude, our attitude about our circumstance shouldn't be, Lord, why am I going through this? Our attitude towards our circumstance should be, Lord, I know I'm dealing with this circumstance, but I give you the praise. I give you the praise anyhow, because I know that you're able to help me through this. It says in Psalm chapter 150, verse 6, it says, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. You know, we can't afford, when we face the circumstances of this life, we should be of good cheer at all times. We should be of good cheer when we get a bill we can't pay. We should be of good cheer when our kids get crazy. We should be of good cheer at whenever we are faced with dilemmas, because the dilemmas that we face in this life are only temporary. We are not here forever. We are going home to be with the Lord. We are just passing through. So we have to stop complaining so much about our storms in this life and praise God that we are pushing through the storms of this life. Because we are on our way home to our heavenly home to be with our Father. We're not going to be here forever. So why not praise God for the fact that we are still able to conquer the storms, even though we don't feel like praising Him in the middle of our storms at all times. First Thessalonians 5:17-18 says, pray without ceasing, rejoice evermore, in all things give thanks, for this is the will of God for you. We should be thankful for the things that God allows us to come, that God allows us to go through. We should even be thankful for the storms that we cause, because what we're facing in this life is only helping us become better stewards of Christ. Let me say that again. What we are facing in this life is only helping us become better believers in Christ. Saints, don't We have to stop focusing on what the things we go through in this life. Because as I just said, we have a God who, we have a God who is waiting for us to come home. We have a God who told us to be of good cheer because he's overcome this world. Our heavenly home is near. Our heavenly home is near. So we must praise no matter. We must keep a praise on our lips because we are going home to be with the Father. Our earthly time on this planet is coming to a close. But what am I saying to you? Praise God. Praise God in the middle of your storm, because when you wait till the battle, when you wait till the storm is over to praise God, your praise will not be as effective as you want it to be for God. And once again, it says in Psalm chapter 34, verse 1, it says, I will bless the Lord at all times. I'm going to break down what that means. I will bless the Lord at all times. All times doesn't mean when things, all times doesn't mean when things are good. All times means when things are good, when things are bad, when things get hard, when things get rocky, when things get testy in your life. Praise God anyhow. Because your praise for God will be effective. Your praise for God will be effective when you are around other people who are going through the same thing you are. If you don't praise God in the middle of your storm when you are around other people, then other people won't get to see how good God has been to you. So, praise God in the middle of your storm. Don't wait till the battle is over. Praise him now. Because he wants your praise, and not only does he want your praise, he wants your heart, y'all. The devil don't like it when we praise God. The devil wants us to act like we're defeated even when we are in the middle of what we're going through. But when you are in the middle of what you're going through, that's your time to tell Satan, you have no power over me. I am going to pray in my God, no matter how I am feeling. I am going to say thank you, Lord, for what you brought me through, no matter how I'm feeling. I am going to say praise the Lord. Anyhow, I am going to say hallelujah anyhow, no matter what I'm going through and no matter how I'm feeling. The devil doesn't like it when we praise. He's allergic to praise. But the good thing about praise is our God has never been allergic to praise. He's always wanted our praise. He's always wanted to hear how appreciative we are of what he's doing. So, saints, as you go through this week, don't wait until the battle is over to praise God. Praise him now, even though you may not want to. Even though you had to fight with your spouse, even though you've had to kick your kids out of the house, praise God, because he knows just what you're dealing with, and he wants to hear how appreciative you are of him. Our gracious God and our Heavenly Father, oh, what a privilege it is to praise you. What a privilege it is to just worship you. Father, we are so grateful and we are so thankful for what you are teaching us. We are so grateful and so thankful for what you have taught us for the last 2 weeks through this praise series that you have given me. Father, I pray for those that have had to deal with some heavy issues this week from burying loved ones to a divorce. I just ask that you will lay this word on their hearts. But Father, don't make it too heavy so that they can't live life. Father, you are the one who deserves all the praise and all the glory and all the honor, because you are the one who gave this word to me a while ago. But I thank you for challenging me with this word that you've given me, because your word is powerful, Lord. Your word is never-ending. Your word is like a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Your word directs us down the path that you want us to go. Father, I just pray, I just pray that this word that you have given me will be a blessing to someone out there. Father, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my Redeemer and my strength. Amen and amen.
Some great and some small, you being God, delivered me from them all. Still can't believe all the way you made. Oh Lord, in it.
Wow. Wow. So this is week two of a praise break musical interlude after the word of God. Now, I don't know, Pastor. I don't know if you can keep on doing that because, look, I'm a big old giant crying marshmallow. You mess around and play a wrong song and then open up my microphone, I'm going to be doing announcements in tears. Wow, Lord have mercy. That song was so fitting for just the entire service for today. And then Pastor Terrence Tate comes on and wraps up his series on praise and talks about praising God in the middle of your storm. So I just want to read something to you. excuse me, go to, well, you don't have to go to it, but I'm at it. If you want to go to it, you can. But Mark chapter 4, verse 35, beginning at verse 35, all the way to the end. And in the New Living Translation, it gives me the title of this section of verses. And it says, Jesus calms the storm. And then, so that's Mark chapter 4, beginning at verse 35. And so it reads, as evening came, Jesus said to his disciples, let's cross to the other side of the lake. So they took Jesus in the boat and started out, leaving the crowds behind, although other boats followed. But soon a fierce storm came up. High waves were breaking into the boat, and it began to fill with water. Jesus was sleeping at the back of the boat with his head on a cushion. The disciples woke him up shouting, teacher, don't you care that we're going to drown? When Jesus woke up, he rebuked the wind and said to the waves, silence, be still. Suddenly, the wind stopped and there was a great calm. Then he asked them, why are you afraid? Do you still have no faith? The disciples were absolutely terrified. Who is this man? They asked each other. Even the wind and the waves obey him. Amen. So you want to talk about praising in the middle of a storm. This is a literal storm. They're in a boat. They're out in the water in the middle of nowhere, okay? And everybody's going crazy because here comes a storm. Jesus is back in the boat asleep. We freaking out, okay? Stuff is going crazy all around us in this world. People killing each other, kids acting crazy, husbands and wives going crazy, jobs going crazy. Everything around us is going crazy, and Jesus is in the back of the boat asleep. He gets up and speaks a word to what he created and told it to be still, and then asks, why are we afraid? Don't you have any faith? Lord have mercy. You want to talk about praising God in the middle of a storm? Pastor Terrence Tate laid that out so flat for us. Okay, it does not matter what you are going through. It does not matter how you feel. It does not matter what you do. Not allow your feelings to overcome you and you forget your faith. Praise God in the middle of everything that is going on in your life. It is really about a position of attitude and heart posture. When you put God first and he is the big picture, all that other stuff is just the storm that he can speak to and tell it to be silent and be still. Amen. Lord have mercy. I could keep going on and on about that. But Pastor Terrence Tate, thank you, thank you, thank you so much for that amazing word that you brought to us, that reminder word that no matter what is going on in our lives, to not wait until the battle is over to praise the Lord, but to praise him in the middle of the storm. Amen. Amen. So we thank you for the word that you brought to us today. We're so very grateful and very appreciative of the word today. Amen. All right, y'all. So it's Saturday. If you didn't know what day it was after hearing all you heard today, we're going to pray for you. Amen. Amen. So it is the third Saturday in the month of August. And I, of course, have some announcements for you. So get ready. Amen. Amen. Tomorrow, Sunday, August 21st, we will have our in-person Sunday school beginning at 9 a.m. Excuse me. Our worship service begins at 10 a.m. with our praise team leading us in song and worship. And this month has been a month of women preachers at Run for Christ Ministries, and it's been so good, so powerful. So tomorrow we're going to continue that. We will be having again, the Women of God Month, each Sunday this month, and we will have a woman preacher speak to us on the women in the Bible. So we will have our very own adored and cherished Sarah Tate McClendon tomorrow bringing us the word. Amen. We invite you to join us for the entire month and invite someone to come with you. All we ask is that you wear a mask in the sanctuary. If you don't have one, no worries. We will provide you with one. If you're not able to make it on Sunday, if you're not comfortable still with coming in on Sundays, no worries. You can also listen to our services on Blog Talk Radio at 1 p.m. by visiting our church website at rfcm.org and clicking on recorded Sunday services. Amen? Amen. As a reminder, every Sunday at 4 p.m., our very own Deaconess Kathy Clyburn will be on Blog Talk Radio with her show entitled, Bring Back the Family. Amen. So don't forget to tune in and give her your support. Saturday, remember this is our save the date, Saturday, August 27th, 2022, Run for Christ Ministries will have an open house. We're so excited. There's going to be free food. There's going to be games. There's going to be a clothing giveaway, COVID-19 vaccines and info, registration for school and voting, all from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., all outdoors, sponsored by our event coordinator, June Rogers. So make sure to come out and bring someone with you. All of this is, again, so for more information, just please check our website, rfcm.org, and click on Open House 2022 for more information. And then we're so excited. So just make sure to come on out. People like free stuff, and all this is free. So come get some free stuff and get you some Jesus, too. Amen? Because that's really the whole point. Amen? Amen. So as a reminder, we have a new class coming up, Christian History. It begins on Monday, September the 12th, beginning at 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. The teacher is Pastor O. It will be a 15-week class, and the textbook will be The Church That Jesus Christ Built. And this is a book that is written by Pastor O, so we're excited. You can get your textbook, one of these three ways. Visit Pastor O's website at www.pastorgmo.com. That's Pastor, God's my owner, .com, gmo.com. Pick it up at the church office, but you got to call first for an appointment, just like you wouldn't show up at the doctor's office or the dentist's office without an appointment. Got to call for an appointment first. So 313-381-9303 is the church office phone number if you want to pick it up at the church office. Or if you're at church on Sunday, just see Sister Sheila, and she will get you down and make sure you get a book. Amen? Amen. Also, every Wednesday, we hold at 6 p.m., we hold our Bible reading classes here on Blog Talk Radio. Pastor O will be teaching from the book of Isaiah, chapters 16 to 20. The questions are available online at rfcm.org. Just click on the Bible classes tab. If you're in person, in church on Sunday, they're on the back table. Y'all know what's up with the back table. It's the free table. You get good stuff on the back table. So make sure you're always checking the back table. The questions were also emailed as well. But either way it goes, there's multiple ways for you to get the questions and be participating in the class. Amen? Amen. Also, as a reminder, that all of our classes and our services on Blog Talk Radio are recorded, archived, and free. Again, just visit rfcm.org. Click on Blog Talk, and you can get your whole Christian life together in one place for free. Amen. I've said this before. I'll say it again. When Pastor started this off in 2009, he was terrified. He really started it off for just, Running for Christ Ministry members who maybe couldn't come out to services or whatever the case may be. He was doing it every single day, what the Bible says, 2 hours a day. He only missed it twice because he was ill. One time he didn't have a voice, and the other time he was just ill and tired. But every single day for years, Pastor has been the only one on here doing what the Bible says. And so now we have evolved so much so that Pastor really doesn't have to say much of anything or do much of anything on the Saturday worship service, which is a blessing because he has brought people, the Lord has brought people alongside Pastor O to help him do the things that need to be done, and everything is happening God's way. So Blog Talk Radio has evolved in terms of, for Running for Christ Ministries, and now we all are being able to participate in something so awesome and so great. So if you're just accepting Christ as your Lord and Savior, you can go back, like I said, get your whole Christian life together in one place for free by just tapping into all of these Blog Talk Radio services and classes that we've had all the way back to 2009 when it was just Pastor O doing it every single day. Amen? Amen. If you would like to pay your tithes and offerings, please visit, again, the church website, rfcm.org. Click on tithes and offerings. If you would like to give a love offering for Pastor Terrence Kate, who brought the word today, make sure to specify his name when you give your offering, and we will see to it that he receives it. And the Lord Jesus bless you in advance for your kindness in sharing with us and in sharing with him. Amen? Amen. So Revelation chapter 21, verses 1 through 7 speaks of a new heaven and a new earth. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. He who was seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. Then he said, write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. He said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty, I will give water without cost from the spring of the water of life. Those who are victorious will inherit all this, and I will be their God, and they will be my children. Amen. We cannot wait for this new heaven and this new earth. We are waiting eagerly in anticipation for there to be life with no sin, perfection. Amen. But in the meantime and in between time, you got to do what Pastor Tate says. You got to praise him in the middle of your storms. Amen. So we just want to keep in prayer Nico Gaston, Deacon Eric Reed, who is recovering from his surgery, Tyrone Hamilton, Deacon Rayfield Rogers, all of our mothers on the move at Run for Christ Ministries. Please keep Minister John McFall in your prayers. Let's keep all of our members in prayers, you know, especially the ones that we miss seeing on Sundays in person. Continue to pray for our president and our vice president and leaders of our country. Of course, all the local communities and our youth. Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy. They cannot get enough prayers at this point. They need them. It almost seems like every news story that you read or every article that you read or everything that you see on social media, it's like the age of these kids committing crimes and doing violent things. It's like it's getting younger and younger and younger. So they're killing themselves off without even giving themselves the chance to grow. So our youth need our prayers. We have a responsibility to them. Amen. They need our prayers. And so we need to keep them lifted up to the Lord. And we just want to make sure that we're praying for, you know, all of the teachers and the administrators and the parents and the, you know, law enforcement and things like that. We just need to keep them all lifted up in prayer. Some schools have already started back, and I'm already reading articles of 3 and 4 days of fights in high schools of kids just fighting. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. We have to pray. Amen. So our kids in our local area, they have a couple more weeks before they return back to school. But again, we need to keep them lifted up in prayers. You got a lot of parents out there scared to send their kids to school. You got a lot of kids out there that are afraid to go to school. Just a lot going on. So in the midst of all of these things that are going on around us, we have to keep God first and pray to him in the middle of all these storms that are going on around us. Amen. Amen. We want to make sure to keep all of our bereaved families, those who are mourning, those who are grieving, lifted up in prayer, especially our own beloved Pastor O, Mother Cheryl, and Mother Persia, and the loss of their brother, Jason Overall, who was eulogized on yesterday. Please keep the entire Overall family in your prayers. Also keep speaking of Danielle Mackey in your prayers and the loss of her grandmother. Amen. Amen. So, birthdays. Yeah, some of y'all celebrated birthdays this past week. Amen. So happy birthday to all of the Blog Talk listeners all over the world who celebrated their birthday this past week or who are celebrating today. Deaconess Danielle Mackey celebrated on the 17th. I can say this because she was my mom, Mother Louisa. I know she had a great birthday in heaven. Her birthday was yesterday, and I didn't cry, so that was a huge blessing. So I'm very grateful for that. And Robin will be celebrating her birthday all the 24th. So happy, happy birthday to each and every one of you. Amen? Amen. And your devotional, last but not least, for today is entitled Busted. And this is by Pastor Jeff Shreve. Amen. I acknowledge my sin to you, and my iniquity I did not hide. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sin. Selah. Psalm chapter 32, verse 5. A few years ago, the internet was abuzz with the news that hackers broke into the database of the Ashley Madison website. Ashley Madison was an online business specializing in assisted adultery. Roughly 32 million people had signed up to be part of this, quote, secure service. Presumably, they were ready, willing, and excited to engage in a secret affair where no one knows and no one gets hurt. Or at least that was the sales pitch. Yet, sin is never done in secret because the eyes of the Lord are in every place, watching the evil and the good. That's Proverbs 15, verse 3. The Lord soberly warns us in the book of Numbers, be sure your sin will find you out. Numbers 32:23. When the hackers broke into the database and revealed the names of all 32 million Ashley Madison members, the results were not pretty. Lives, marriages, and families were destroyed overnight. Some outed members even committed suicide as the shame of their sin being exposed to the world was more than they could bear. A number of Christians were disgraced as their names were revealed for all to see. It was tragic and horrible, busted and in total despair. To be sure, sin is sin, but sexual sin carries with it an added measure of embarrassment, sliminess, and shame. The Lord tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 18, every other sin that a man commits is outside the body, but the immoral man sins against his own body. When a Christian is caught up in sexual sin, he or she feels a weight of guilt and self-loathing that is unsurpassed. And when the world learns of what they have done, the humiliation, embarrassment, and shame go through the roof. A defrocked pastor of Coral Ridge Presbyterian Church recently experienced this shame when he confessed to having an affair. He remarked, I could never really fully understand why people would take their own lives. I, for the first time, understand why. I get the desperation. I get the despair in a way that I never have. Judas was one to be overcome with guilt and shame. He did not commit a sexual sin, but a spiritual one. He committed the worst sin ever by selling out the Lord Jesus for 30 pieces of silver, the price of a slave. When the weight of his sin crushed through his hardened heart, he responded by hanging himself. Trying to escape the hell within him, he stepped into the hell before him as he took his own life and sealed his doom. While we can certainly understand, at least on some level, the guilt that engulfed his heart, we know that suicide is never the right response, even when it comes to the worst of sin. God's word to the busted. So what is a person who gets busted for a terrible, horrible, shameful sin supposed to do? God tells us exactly what to do to turn our terrible mess into a tremendous message that exalts the grace of God. So number one, don't cover it up. Own it. When Nathan the prophet confronted David over his sin with Bathsheba and Uriah, David didn't try to deny and deflect. He didn't go on national TV and deceitfully say, I did not have sex with that woman, Miss Bathsheba, amen, and all of us who have been around with the Clinton and Monica Lewinsky thing, we all know that line full well, okay? On the contrary, he cried out in his brokenness, I have sinned against the Lord. That's 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 13. Remember, if you've blown it, own it. I like that line. I'm going to say that again. Remember, if you've blown it, own it. God sees and knows the real score. Number two, don't sweep it under the rug. Fully and humbly repent. David was a great sinner, but he was also a great repenter. He fully acknowledged his sin to the Lord. He did not try to hide the evil, which God so clearly saw. He got it out of the shadows and into the light. He humbly confessed his sin, repented, and turned away from it. And number three, don't believe the lies. Believe the truth. When you and I sin in a big way, we can easily feel like Hester Prynne in the classic Nathaniel Hawthorne novel, The Scarlet Letter. We all had to read that. We let the devil put a big red A on our chest. Everywhere we go, we feel guilty and condemned over what we have done. We confess the same sin over and over again, hoping against hope that the guilt will supernaturally subside. Newsflash, it takes faith to deal properly with sin. It takes you and me truly believing God, believing he will forgive us if we confess and repent. Acts chapter 10, verse 15 says, what God has cleansed, no longer consider unholy. David boldly declared, you forgave the guilt of my sin. Again, that's Psalm 32, verse 5. Listen, we don't have to live in guilt and condemnation over past failures. If we will simply come to him in brokenness and humility, he will be faithful to forgive completely and fully. See Luke chapter 7, verse 50, Romans chapter 8, verse 1, and one of our personal favorites at Running for Christ Ministries, 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. So have you been busted recently? Have you felt the weight of your sin crashing in upon you? Are you in despair over your own wretchedness? Go to Jesus. He is a friend of sinners. He loves us even in the depths of our sin. His blood can wash us white as snow. So don't live another moment in guilt and shame. The Lord's loving, nail-scarred hand is stretched out to you. Take it while there is still time, and you will be so glad that you did. Amen? Amen. And those are your announcements, and Clyde has just kept a little mini sermon. Amen?
Okay. Yeah, go ahead. Own it. Own it.
Own
it. It ain't no sin, but you still got to own it. It's
own
a sermon.
It.
You own it.
Yes.
Ain't no sin, but
Lord.
Own it.
Hey, mini sermon going on. Mini sermon.
So therapeutic. This has been a very,
Lord.
Very therapeutic service, I'm telling you.
I know, right?
Boy,
it has. It really has.
All the stuff that I've had to deal
mm-hmm.
with.
Mm-hmm.
For the past 3 weeks,
yeah.
the Lord took care of in this service.
Amen.
That's
Amen.
Why it's good. You know, my pastor says good to go to church. And
Amen.
It, you know, I had no idea when I woke up this morning. I knew everything was going to hit me sooner or later, and the Lord
sure.
dealt with it in this service. And that's some
Amen.
Awesome stuff.
Amen.
And then
Amen.
Pastor Terrence coming on talking about praise
oh,
anyhow.
Oh Lord, he's gonna get banned. He's about to get banned off here.
Yeah, he's
you know,
on the way to
ban me. Yeah, he's going to ban me.
He preached at me this morning, you know, but it was
wow.
a message in that preaching. He you
Absolutely.
Know, don't wait until it's over, until
mm-hmm.
the problem is solved. Do your like Marvin Sapp? He wrote a song, praise him in advance. That
there
drives the enemy crazy. You know, Paul
yeah.
and Silas, they did that. They praised the Lord in advance
right.
getting out of jail.
That's right.
And
Amen.
That praise got them out. There's power
Amen.
In praise.
Yes, there
Amen.
Is. Yes, there is. Amen. Amen.
And don't let your sins beat you to death. Run Ooh. To Jesus and say, Jesus, I know you already know, but I need to go ahead and confess and agree with you.
Yes.
I think I went left. And right and left, and left and right. And they was both wrong.
It's all over the place.
I messed up the right and the left.
We condemn ourselves. Yeah, we condemn ourselves longer than Jesus condemns us. Once we, you know, we live convicted when we don't have to. You know, we don't have to live convicted. And it's a human nature to, you know, it's hard for us to believe sometimes that we have been forgiven of sins that, you know, we've done, even especially if it's a sin that we continue to struggle with. We're like, there's no way. This is the 50th. Thousandth time that I've done this. There's no way Jesus is still forgiving me. But he is, because when you humbly ask for forgiveness, his blood is the only blood that cleanses. Blood doesn't cleanse. Blood is messy. It gets on everything. You think you got it up with bleach. They come in with a blue light, see where it all splattered. You know, Jesus' blood, if he wipes it, if he cleans it with his blood, it's gone. And so we have
it's
to remember.
It's amazing.
That. We have to remember. It's amazing. Yeah.
And we don't, like you said, we don't believe that God can continuously forgive us. But with Jesus,
mm-hmm.
he doesn't
mm-hmm.
have to continually do what he's already done. And that is all
Amen.
Our sins are washed away in him. And now every time we sin now, he makes it work through our good to make us better.
Yes.
You know, he don't talk, you know what I'm saying. He's that Hebrews 12 father who you don't punish, but he disciplines,
mm-hmm.
You
That's
know,
right.
so he's a, and,
well,
and if you're not
doesn't.
Being disciplined, then you're not being
mm-hmm.
loved, and you really don't belong
mm-hmm.
to God at all. That's how I know
mm-hmm.
I belong to him. I get disciplined a lot.
Hello.
So I know I belong
all
to
the
Lord.
He gets spanked all the time, right? Like, okay,
every time
I love, you be getting us.
Every time I get ready to say something, he's like, really? Seriously? You gonna let that come out your mouth? I'm like, Jesus, I don't even get to say nothing no more. He's like, well, say something good. Don't be getting ready to say something crazy.
Always getting ready to say something crazy. Like, tame that tongue. We gotta tame that tongue. You taught us all about that. You gotta keep that tongue in order.
Tame that tongue. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Crystal. Tell Amir we
You're
said
welcome.
What's up.
I sure will. Absolutely. Amen.
Amen. See you later.
All right.
Hey, man, we thank God for each and every one of you. And I especially want to thank all of you who've been holding me up and my family and my wife and family in prayer. Because trust me, these last three, ever since the third Sunday in July, it's just been one thing after another. I've been preaching since 1975. And there have been times when I was supposed to be walking with the Lord, laying down in the green pastures and walking behind the still water so he can restore me. And I thought that this time was going to be that time. But no, he wanted me freed up from that because he had 1,000 things that needed to be done over here. And I had to adjust to that because I was so ready to be off. And when I say off, that means I don't have to think. And what I mean by that is I don't preach or teach with notes, so I have to know. And that takes time, and that takes mind, and you have to be intentional. And Jesus show up 50 times a day rehearsing what I'm supposed to know. Tell me, what do you know? When I preach a passage of Scripture, I have to know the whole chapter in my head. And so that takes time. Even though I'm only going to preach a couple of verses, I have to know the whole story in my head. So that takes time. And that's been going on a lot more than it ever has. So I thank you guys for praying for me, for my wife, and for our family again and the going home of my brother. But Jesus greatly comforted me for this in 2015 because I got to hear my brother confess Christ. And I knew right away that when this happened, I knew exactly where he was. And the way he went home, he told his children, his wife and his children, who were right there with him and holding his hand, I've got to go. I'll see y'all later. It's as if he knew, well, he knew where he was going, and he knows who's already there. And like I say, when you think about it, there's more people in heaven who know you than here on earth. There's more people in heaven waiting for you to get there than they are here on earth. So that greatly comforted me and brought great comfort to my family because my mother and father made sure that all of us were led to Christ. Jason did not come in until after they were gone, so it was sort of left to us. But God found some preacher on the radio while he's a truck driver going down some road in the middle of the winter, and he came to Jesus. So that's what's holding us up. Like David said, my son won't come back to me, but I will go to be with him. My brother ain't coming back, but I know that I'm going there to be with him when my work is done here on earth. Amen. I want to thank Pastor Terrence Tate for that very on-time sermon, not waiting until the battle's over. Praise the Lord now. Praise him in advance. Amen. Learn how to do that. Why go through all of the stress, the depression, the anxiety? Why go through all of that since you know that all things work together for the good of those who love God? This thing's horrible, but Jesus is going to make it work out for your good, because if not, his word is going to fail. Amen? Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Love every single one of y'all. Let me do this, and then we'll close with a song. May the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Till we all meet again, the whole church said, amen.
Hey, in the midst of, in the midst of. Now look, to all my church folk, what I want you to do is I want you to play this real, real loud in your car. Make them think you listening to some secular stuff.
Know you really feel like praising.
Why come, why come?
Jesus is so amazing. Responsible for great things. Jesus is so amazing.
Guess what?
Working hard, trying to get money. So much drama always around me. I'm going up, so how could you doubt me? I wanna be free. Check to check, payday to payday. Praying every day to find me a new way. Struggle gon' come, but faithful I will stay. Cause I believe.
Expertise, and it seems not to make you better, but you start to